The Office of Personnel Management scored a solid hit when it updated the USAjobs.gov website earlier this month. It's easier to understand, it's faster, and it's way more mobile-friendly. For some ideas of what OPM needs to do next, Jeff Neal, Senior Vice President at ICF International and former Chief Human Capital Officer at Homeland Security. And Jeff, I think your latest blog post is saying that they really did get mostly right, but a little bit of work to do. What did they do well this time around?
Hi, Tom. I think they did a number of things well. Number one is just the look and feel of the site has improved quite a bit. And I think that's important because it makes it look fresh and makes it a little easier for people to find things. They've also added some tools for job searchers, which I think is really important. One of them is a step-by-step guide to the hiring process. And as you know, the federal hiring process is such a maze that anything that helps people understand the process and how the process varies from one type of job to another is really good. They've also got some help screens in there for users to make it easier for them to use the system. So I think those are really good changes. Also, for the most part, stability of the site is a lot better than it used to be. If you recall, 5 years ago when they rolled out the new USA Jobs, it kind of crashed and burned on day two because it got so many hits that they really weren't prepared for. And that kind of problem has been minimized over the years.
And it's the kind of thing people talk about for 20 years, too.
Oh, yeah, it is. You know, it's funny because you can have a problem and fix the problem. And people remember that so much that years later, that's what they have in mind. And it can really damage a brand when something like that happens. So I think OPM's done a good job of trying to recover the USA Jobs brand with what they've done over the last few years. And what they're telling us, of course, is that they're still working on doing more improvements to the system.
Now, you mentioned what are some of the good things from the standpoint of people searching for a job. Do you have a sense of what the benefits are now in the new site for people in the government who are trying to find people to hire?
Well, anything that helps applicants get through the process helps the hiring managers. You know, when you look at trying to get talent in government, one of the things that turns people off is that hiring process. And the face of the hiring process for a lot of folks is USA Jobs. So anything that improves the searchability of the site, the user friendliness of the site, anything that makes it easier for somebody to find a job that they're looking for makes it more likely that good talent will apply for government jobs. And that's really the end goal that everyone is looking for here.
And we should also note they have made it much better from a mobile standpoint, although I wonder how much real job applying people do from mobile devices at this point in history.
I think it's actually more than you might think. You know, if you look at how USA Jobs works, you put in a resume and then that resume can be used for various different jobs. And there are a lot of people who are relying on things like iPads as their only computer now. And a lot of people are using either iPads or Microsoft Surface tablets, and that's their computer. So I think making the mobile experience better for anything that you do right now is really important. And I think it's probably a much larger number than we might guess.
Yeah, fair enough. Jeff Neal is Senior Vice President at ICF International. And so what about some of the things that OPM, in your view, still needs to do for USAjobs.gov?
They still do need to stabilize the system more. I know when I was writing a blog post on it that the system crashed on me and wouldn't work. And it took 2 or 3 minutes for it to come back. So it wasn't, you know, disastrous failure, but it did have a glitch. The other thing is it still needs more improvements in the search capability. You know, if you look at how many types of federal jobs there are. There are like 400 job series, which is not what people think of when they, you know, when you're looking for a job. You don't start thinking in the job series numbers and things that the government uses. You think, you know, if I'm looking for a budget job, I'm going to go in and search budget. And that's the thing that I think is still needing some work in USA Jobs. I tried something just for the heck of it to see what I got. So I looked for human resources, which is what I do, right? I got thousands of hits. And the reason is that virtually every job announcement says, send your application, or call, if you need help, call the human resources office. And so the job search is looking at the entire job announcement, not at the duties and the title. And so I think it would be very helpful if they limit what they search to the duties and to the title and to the series, the agency that the job is in, rather than just doing a blanket keyword search of the entire record.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I wonder if something they could also add would be maybe a guide to federal job series. And so that if you typed in what you wanted to do functionally, like you say, HR or budget, then it might suggest these six series. That might help people.
That could be very helpful. You know, that information is available on OPM's website, but you have to know to go in to the site, go to the index, look for job classification, then look for classification standards or the handbook of occupational groups and series of classes, which, of course, is not something people are going to think to do. So you're right. I think that could be very helpful. That's something that maps those types of statements or job duties to a series would be really helpful.
And besides search, what else did you find that could maybe stand a little tweaking?
I think search is the big thing for me. Overall, I think USA Jobs is actually a good site now. They've made a lot of improvements in it. It does work much more reliably than it did before. Overall, and actually there is a better job search capability in it. You just have to dig into the system a little bit to get to it. But overall, I think they've done a good job. You know, you referenced it as a very positive move, and I think it actually is. I think they've done a great job with it, and I give them kudos for sticking with this thing and not giving up on it.
Well, I said the same thing in the column I wrote the day after it came out, both in terms of the site itself and in the mobile version. So I guess now the only thing left to do is fix the hiring process itself, which is something you can't do with a website.
No, it's not. Although there's a lot that they can do within the existing within the existing law. OPM has a lot of leeway to change regulations, and I would encourage them, and I have encouraged them, to look at what they can change within the context of the law that as it exists today and do something about improving the hiring process, because it's desperately needed.
Jeff Neal is Senior Vice President at ICF International and former Chief Human Capital Officer at Homeland Security. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
I'm delighted to be here.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.